Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by UCAN. Perform, workout, energize. That's GenerationUCAN.com. By VeloFix.com, the world's coolest mobile bike shops. By Polar, winners are made of blood, sweat, and data. By our Challenged Athletes Foundation, we sent out 3,260 grants totaling $4.8 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport this year. To help out, go to challengedathletes.org and check out any of our interviews on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Babbittville.com. As always, endurance lives here. One of the coolest new products that we've seen in quite a while, Form Goggles. The CEO, Dan Eisenhart, joins us. Dan, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, thank you for taking time. So Dan, you swam competitively for 14 years in Denmark and the U.S., and when did you feel like, you know what, goggles have really not changed in a lot of years? I need to do something a little different here.
Yeah, I was doing my MBA in Vancouver, British Columbia, and I was tasked with coming up with an idea that I was passionate about in this entrepreneurship course that I had chosen. And so I thought, well, I've been swimming my whole life. I was a distance swimmer, and I always wanted metrics in real time while I was swimming instead of having to rely on, you know, the pace clock way up there on the wall when I was resting. So I thought, well, I'm just going to pitch this idea for a pair of swim goggles with a little display in them so you can see those metrics in real time as you're swimming. So that's where the idea started. That was back in 2006.
And so that was 2006. Then in the meantime, Recon Instruments, you ended up creating something different.
Yeah, we thought it was a little bit too difficult at the time to pull this off, so we pivoted, so to speak, already at the school stage to a pair of ski goggles instead, because you have bigger goggles, everybody's wearing them, they're more expensive, they're sort of over $200. So we thought, okay, from a price point perspective as well and a technology perspective, we could probably pull this off sooner than we could pull off a pair of swim goggles. So off we went and created Recon Instruments that grew into, you know, a big company from, in a sense that we were shipping worldwide. We had big partners like Oakley and Smith and Scott and ended up selling that company to Intel in 2015.
Wow. So you sell the company and you're working with Intel. And how long did you stay on there for a while?
So I was at Intel for about a year and a half. During that whole time, I was constantly thinking about going back to the root of sort of the idea behind Recon Instruments, which was this swimming goggle. So I couldn't really shake that, get that out of my system. That's why I left and started Form.
And started Form in 2016. And now what, originally you did ski goggles because you got a lot of room in there to put the display you want to put in there. Now, I mean, goggles are small. Trying to figure out how to put a display in there had to be way harder.
It was way harder also because we set the bar a little bit higher. I really wanted that immersive experience of a see-through display that was very compact and yet gave you battery life that was long enough for you to not have to worry about charging a unit, you know, every day. So we wanted to have long battery life, see-through displays, display that didn't distract you, that wasn't something you had to sort of look down to glance at to get the information. You could kind of just see through it. And we wanted it to be more accurate than any other tracker out there, at least as accurate. And if you're not on the wrist, you know, it's very hard to pick up movements just based on your head. So that was a big challenge as well. Aside from the mechanical sort of industrial design and optics challenges, we knew just having a computer on board to be able to detect accurately what you were doing in the pool was going to be very hard. So we spent a number of years iterating on that and using machine learning to really perfect it.
When did you, and I'm sure you were the guinea pig, right? You're the one using them to make sure, right?
I was a very happy guinea pig because it was very fun. And yes, correct. I was swimming with this from the first time we could even put a proof of concept together. I was in the pool and, of course, saw exactly how difficult this was going to be. Even just putting what we call it sort of the waveguide is the technology behind the optics. Having a waveguide underwater, there's a number of challenges that emerged there that we had to solve first. And then when that was solved, then we could go to the next problem. Then you have bulk, you know, you're you're swimming fast and you can feel that it's tugging at your goggles if it's above a certain size. So we knew we had to engineer that, sort of reverse engineer from a foam factor that was acceptable and didn't create drag. So there's constantly new constraints being introduced to this engineering matrix, and you just kind of have to solve the biggest one ones first and then work towards then continue to work with the smaller problems until those until it really met your spec for the minimum viable product.
The other thing with goggles, I'm a guy who, you know, would, when they stopped making the Speedo Ultravision goggles, I was finding locations in Canada to buy 50 pair at a time. The fit of a goggle is so personal. And, you know, people are attached to it. Oh, I can't, could never use that other brand. I couldn't use it here. I'm a Speedo guy. Or getting bringing something into this marketplace that wasn't Speedo, that wasn't Tier, that wasn't Barracuda, that was something that was different, getting people to adapt and try it, was that hard?
That was actually one of the biggest constraints as well for us, because, of course, we could make the perfect optics, the perfect computer at the right price point with the right battery, but if it didn't fit people's faces, then what's the point?
Exactly.
You know, wearable that people don't want to wear, it doesn't matter. So we had to make sure that that was absolute paramount. And so we invested a lot of not only time, but also resources into making a goggle that had premium quality materials. So we have these FDA certified eye seals. We've got this permanent anti-fog that you see in dive masks. Everything about this goggle is premium quality. So when you feel it immediately, when you put the goggles on your face, you can feel just that high grade silicon eye seal.
Yeah.
It's a completely different feeling that I've never felt before with any goggle. So that was something alongside all these more engineering heavy technical challenges, the design element of that and the material selection. We spent a long time iterating, 3D printing, testing, going into the pool, back up, talking to Olympians and people that have a lot of, you know, hard constraints about their goggles to get make sure that we could get the elite as well on this before we settled on the materials and the design.
And the response so far?
It's been phenomenal. It's been, and you know, you'll hear most founders will be like, you know, drinking their own Kool-Aid and be, oh man, this is great and it's going amazing. I mean, I've been through this before for almost 10 years, and I've certainly learned from mistakes that we made in sort of the early days of making smart glasses. We were the first company to launch a consumer smart glass. We did that in sports. And we learned a lot, you know, what, like, not to over engineer, really think about, you know, how the fit is and the accuracy and everything before you launch. So I've learned a lot, but also this time we put all of that domain expertise, all of that experience having shipped, you know, five generations of smart glasses for sports to very hostile environments. If you think about skiing, you know, you need to really, and action sports, you need to really know what you're doing. So all of that experience and all of the team members are the same that I brought in back in. To form, so we put that in into this pair of goggles and it's really showing. Like, people are giving us amazing feedback about how the goggles, even if they didn't have all the advantages of real time display, just that the goggles fit better than any goggles I've ever tried. And then the stickiness of the experience is something where, you know, we see a lot of funny comments in our feed on our community about how they, you know, it's become an essential part of their training, and like if they leave home without it, then they'd actually drive back to get the goggles. So it's just like, it's funny. We see that exact wording. So that's great to hear.
Well, if you think about it, for so many years, so many of us are looking at a black line at the bottom of a pool and singing to ourselves. And you know, it's when you're running, you're running with somebody, right? You got someone to talk to, or you're listening to music, and or if you're riding your bike, you're with other people, and there's other stuff. When you're submerged looking at the bottom of a pool, and all of a sudden you got a display there, that's, I can see that becoming addicting pretty damn quickly.
Yeah. It becomes addictive, especially something that I've noticed. I've been living, you know, by the clock, by the pace clock now for decades, and not having to go and look up all the time at the pace clock, even when I'm resting. And I don't have to, I mean, you just set up these goggles, you just put in the pool length, and off you go. It auto-detects everything, you know, your rest, your starts, your interval times, your rest time, everything. So it's just such a fluid thing. You just offloaded all that mental math that I used to do.
Yep.
You know, oh, should I start on the top or the bottom or 10, I mean, all this stuff, there's no more of that. So now you can just focus on your technique, and I can set up my dashboards beforehand. And, you know, depending on what I want to work on, like, you know, some days it'll be distance per stroke, and I monitor that. Other days it's stroke rate. Obviously, I get all the basic metrics all the time. The splits when I you know, turn, do my flip turn there, I get my split based on my last length, and I get my interval finish time, and all those basic metrics. But it's great, sort of the configurability you start to appreciate after you've gotten used to this new experience.
Yeah, I mean,
and he keeps adding.
Yeah, I always felt like you needed to be a math major going to a swim workout. I'd be like, okay, we're going to start out with this first set is 3,000, and you're doing 10 by 75, leaving every 12 set. It was like, oh, my God. I just woke up. I don't want to be doing math. All I want to I just want to swim. I can see this being a huge help.
Yeah, and the pace per 100, I think, as a triathlete, is a really important thing. I'm just training for my first Ironman here, and I'm starting
to Kona coming up.
I can't wait. You know, a little bit nervous, but also excited. But going into that environment now as a former competitive swimmer and seeing, you know, I'm running and cycling a lot, and I'm just used to all these metrics and you know, the methodology of having your heart rate and your pace, and that you have to hit, whether it's your running pace or your cycling, you know, pace or your wattage and whatnot. So that's just having these goggles now for swimming just as a complete game changer. And with this partnership coming up with Polar on heart rate with OH1 that we announced last month and will be shipping in November, you know, it's going to be just, I think, phenomenal for triathletes, that you can suddenly now see how much effort you're putting into your swim, what you get out of it. So you're not going to bonk on the run, for example, in your Ironman because you went too fast on your swim.
I think that's
going to be interesting.
That's phenomenal. So a partnership with Polar, that's going to be very exciting.
Yeah, we can't wait to launch that experience. There's a lot of people that have been asking about it.
So when you're in terms of your training for this, what other triathlons have you done?
So I've only done sprint triathlons, really short distances.
Yep.
I've been doing a lot of riding and cycling in the last 5 years or so. And so I do some great cycling trips to Italy every year with Ngamba, and just, you know, I'm in Vancouver, great spot to ride.
Yes.
So I've sort of got I think, you know, I've got the conditioning down, and I've been spending the last year preparing. So I'm ready, but it's going to be a very experienced former competitive swimmer coming into this completely new world. And Kona is different, obviously, from anything else. Even if you are a hardcore Ironman triathlete, you really haven't raced until you've been in Kona, is what people tell me. So I'm coming in very, very humble to this competition.
Now, have you been to Kona to watch before? Or will this be your first trip there?
I've been there actually with Recon back. We launched this smart glass for cycling, which we only got to see for a couple of months before Intel purchased us. But this was a Recon jet, and we did some activation there. I believe it was 2013. And so we had a booth there in the exhibit area there. So that was a great experience. I even got to swim the course after, you know, at the end of the day with Tom Fowler there, who's now at Polar.
Right.
He's working with us. And he said, you know, let's go for a swim. And I thought we're just going to go for a couple of 100 meters. And then he said, hey, let's do the course.
2.4 miles.
We did the course at the end of the day after having, you know, standing in the booth for a whole day. And that was a fun experience. So I know a little bit about it. That's about the only thing I know. So it'll be enlightening on the day.
I love the whole course. How hard has it been balancing training for the, you know, the world championship as well as launching a new brand?
You know what? The good thing is there's synergies here, of course, because we think that triathletes are going to actually love these goggles.
And
so it's given me a chance, I think, in product development. It's given me a real insight into the needs and wants of a triathlete, and in particular, an Ironman triathlete. And that has helped us build a better product. So there's obvious synergies there. And we're going to be there in Kona with our own booth.
Oh,
and,
nice.
You know, so people can come over and chat with us and try on the goggles. So, and we'll be walking around talking to people. I'm doing the training swim as well, so hopefully I'll be able to meet some of the other contestants before the event kicks off on the 12th there.
That's
but
gonna
it's
be
been
so
a,
cool.
In terms of training and time, it's always tough, right? I mean, it's always tough. You only have the 24 hours in the day, and you need to sleep as well, and you have family. So that's sort of, I think, pretty typical for most people that are in the sport. You know, it's part of the challenge. You can't really train optimally. You have to cater to just what you have to work with and injuries and whatnot that pop up. You know, it's really managing yourself and managing your, you know, your expectations. Those two things are critical, I think.
So as a guy who obviously is an inventor, you ski goggles to form, I'm guessing you probably have some other things on the drawing board that you're planning for the next couple of years?
You know what? I'm pretty focused on this opportunity because swimming is such a big sport.
Huge.
There's over 30 million active pool swimmers just in U.S. and
wow.
over 240 million in the world.
Huh.
So this is and it's not a seasonal sport. And, you know, there's always a little bit of seasonality, but very little compared to skiing, of course. So this is a very different ball game for me. I think we're just at the beginning, and there's so much we can do. I mean, we launched the hardware and a great experience, and now, you know, we're going to be listening to customers from our different segments, you know, triathletes, the elites, the competitive swimmers, and also fitness swimmers, you know, in the future. I think this is something that would really appeal to them as well. So we're going to be, you know, listening and finding out what they want and then prioritizing and just continuing to innovate with in the swim space.
Love it. Hey, Dan, thanks so much for taking time. And thanks for the support of CAF. And I love what you're doing with Form. I can't wait to try these out when I get to Kona.
Yeah, it won't be long now. Thanks a lot, Bob. Thanks for having me.
All right. Dan Eisenhower has been our guest again, Form Goggles. And Dan is the ultimate guinea pig for his own product because he will be doing the Ironman World Championship on October 12th. And then we'll know for sure. As soon as you get out of the water, you'll know all your stats. I love that.
Yeah, that's right.
Perfect. Dan, thanks so much again for taking time.
Yeah. Thanks, Bob.
All right. Again, my name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by UCAN. Perform, workout, energize as GenerationUCAN.com, by VeloFix.com, the world's coolest mobile bike shops, by Polar. Winners are made of blood, sweat, and data, by our Challenged Athletes Foundation. We just sent out 3,260 grants totaling $4.8 million. Keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. And check us out on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Babbittville.com. As always, endurance lives here. Dan, thank you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. That was fun.
Really fun, man. I love it. I can't wait to try out the goggles. It's funny. I went from being a Speedo guy, and then lately I've been I found these Tier Special Ops 2.0, and those have been because they're in Zebra and all sorts of different stuff. But you know what? I having some information in the goggle would be really cool for me.
It's such a big game changer that even if it's not a perfect fit and the first time you wear them, usually when I change goggles, I will always have a couple of weeks of just adapting to them.
Right.
I didn't this time. But of course, it's a different experience that you're seeing those metrics. A lot of people say they just forget to breathe in the beginning. They're just like looking at these metrics. But then it's so natural. It just, for me as a former distance swimmer, it's like for the first time I wasn't alone anymore.
Right.
It really felt that powerful. Like I look forward to going to swimming even when it's 5 o'clock in the morning now. I did not before.
Yes.
And ever. And this is another element that is sort of creeps up on people. It's just the joy of swimming. This like comes back in a way that I did not expect. So it's motivating.
It's funny. A couple of years ago, I had some guys come out here from a company called EverySight.
Mm-hmm.
For cycling.
Yeah, I know them. Yeah,
yeah. And I don't know if that product actually ever got to market. But we tried the glasses out and rode down the coast here, and it was pretty darn cool having all that info. And it didn't. I my concern was it being distracting with traffic and everything, and it certainly wasn't. It was just it was just there. In fact, it was probably less distracted than looking at my Polar monitor that I had on there.
Yeah, no, they're pros. The guys, I think they came out of the company. I think it's an Israeli company, and
yes.
they used to do it
yes.
for fighter pilots. Like they were the real thing. Yeah, it wasn't viable. I mean, it was way too expensive.
They were way expensive. Yeah,
and then and there was pretty bad feedback on the form factor. They actually fit better than they looked. But it's still the foam factor. It just was a tough one.
Yep.
And I have a unit at home that I bought. I mean, but they never. I don't know if they're selling anymore.
No,
but
I've got a unit
too. It wasn't really viable.
Yeah, I got the big glass case with them in there, and it was like, oh my god,
it's a little bit too big. It's a little bit too involved, right?
But way too involved.
I mean, we we launched that Recon Jet back in the day, which also wasn't ready prime time. This was early days, but this was back in, I think, yeah, we shipped, we pre-sold in 2013 and started shipping in 15.
Yeah.
And that was based on an Android SDK as well. You could use it in many different applications, which was why I think Intel purchased us. It was sort of that whole platform idea.
Right.
But I used that for years, and I really got a lot out of it. But it wasn't the same as for swimming because, yeah, I like my Garmin Edge 520, that old monochrome. I just love it.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to just look, glance down. And if I'm in my aero bars, I have it right there anyway. But in swimming, there's nothing. So you go from nothing, isolation, to now having everything.
Right.
And that is such a big differential compared to riding a bike. Well, and that's where we're at. We're seeing that now. Much more compelling.
Well, you know what? I mean, think about when you just getting in the pool on your own when it's dark is dull. And now I don't know. I've never really tried any of the music sources. I don't know if they really work in the water. Maybe they do.
Not but great.
It just seems
not
like,
great.
Yeah, it just seems like a pain. This is a pair of goggles. It seems, and also the thing about the number of times you go and swim in a body of water at 6 a.m. and you hear the little shark noise in the background all the time. But having this certainly would make you. It gives you something else to focus on besides being scared.
An hour goes like this.
Wow!
Like it really just makes time go. I'm often like, whoa, the workout's over.
Yeah, it's so
and
cool.
And it just because you're constantly tracking those stats, and you just say, oh, that last length wasn't, you know, my stroke rate just went up, but this happened. And you're just focusing on your output instead of your math of where you are. You know where you are and what you're doing. Now you just have to kind of think about, well, what if I change my technique? What if I just, do an extra 10 strokes per minute here, you know, and I can see that. What will that do to my heart rate? I'm swimming with heart rate already.
Yeah.
Because, of course, it's ready. We're just waiting to launch it. But and I'll be swimming with it between you and I. I'll be swimming with Polar Heart Rate and the goggles in Kona.
Okay, that's cool.
So I'll be showing you this around. I'm sure. I think it'll be good activation there for people. And hopefully, I won't get disqualified. It should be legal.
I think it's legal. Yeah. I don't think it's a problem. It's not a flotation device. It won't be a problem. Yeah. When you've got the goggles on and you're able to be in a pool and think, okay, I want to see the difference in my stroke count when I go alternate breathing, when I breathe all on one side, when I breathe all on the other side. It's you all these things you're thinking about. Gosh, I'm alternate breathing. I feel like that's easier, but you don't know. You're just sort of guessing.
Yeah.
And so now you're able to actually. Each lap you're doing, you can be doing something different. It just makes it fun.
Yeah.
Love
it. No, that's exactly right. That's
perfect.
Experimentation and fun. Those are the two things that I use them for.
Love it. Dan, thank you, bud. And I look forward to meeting you in Kona.
Yeah, likewise. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. This is really a big thing to be able to have the opportunity to compete in Kona. This is the holy grail, right? So,
exactly.
So I just can't wait. And it's going to be painful, but I'm going to enjoy it the whole way.
You know what? The longer you're out there, the better value you got for your buck. So it's good. You know, you enjoy the experience more. And it's not a race. It's a catered workout. That's people are handing you stuff all day long. So you don't have to think about it. So, anyway.
I love it.
Perfect.
I can't wait.
Thank you, sir. We'll see
you
next week.
Yeah, see you soon.
Again, we are brought to you by UCAN. Perform, workout, energize. That's GenerationUCAN.com, by VeloFix.com, the world's coolest mobile bike shops, by Polar. Winners are made of blood, sweat, and data by our Challenged Athletes Foundation. We just sent out 3,260 grants totaling $4.8 million. Keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. To help out, go to challengeathletes.org and check out any of our interviews on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Babbittville.com. As always, endurance lives here.